Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
More success at the European Athletics Championships last night. Rashid Adeleke won silver for Ireland in the 400 metres. Her silver follows gold and for Ciara Meighan, and also the 4x400 metre mixed relay team all over the past number of days. But how do we capitalise on this recent success? Will Dalton from Virgin Media Sport is with us on the line today. Will, what's your thoughts on this? Like, how do we capitalise on the medal toll from the weekend?
Andre, I think we just keep going. I think the work Athletics Ireland has been doing in the past few years has been really, really good at the grassroots level. Athletics clubs that I'm seeing around the country, I'm involved in my own local club. You can't get into them. There's not enough space for new members joining. We're going to see an overfill now, or an overflow from these championships. We saw it from Budapest last year, of every age group, not just youngsters, wanting to join and get involved. And I think the key thing is infrastructure and coaching. I think, you know, we're at a stage now where there are tracks beginning to be around the country more frequently. I was down in Carlow only a few weekends ago, the Leinster Championships. The college down there have a wonderful setup, and only down the road, the local club have their own brand new track, which is in fantastic shape. So I think infrastructure and coaching is definitely the key thing to do to develop the sport, because there is a real production line of talent coming. And I think what we're seeing at the moment is just the start of track and field blossoming in Ireland.
Do we pump enough financially, Will, into money-wise and time behind athletes?
Listen, I suppose I'm a little bit biased. I don't think some of these athletes get paid enough. If we look at the amount of money they're given as an elite athlete, I think the top level is somewhere around €40,000 a year, which is not a huge amount. Obviously, they have to try and get sponsorship and everything else on that. But there's a lot of pressure on them then to perform in these championships. And I suppose every athlete will tell you they can have a bad day at the wrong time, and it can affect them. You know, they're a million miles away from, say, the footballers on $100,000 a week. So it would be nice to see the athletes get a little bit more funding. I think the government has done quite well. I think Sport Ireland has done very well to keep participation levels in sport continuing to grow all around the country at every level. So I think we're going in the right direction, but as always, I think more can be done.
Hamish Adams is the CEO of Athletics Ireland, Will, and Hamish is with us on the line today. Your reaction, first of all, to the silver medal that was clinched last night?
Hi, morning.
How are you, Hamish? How are things?
I'm just back from the stadium now, and our women's 4x400 are top qualifiers for the final tomorrow. So, look, more success, and hopefully they can also bring a medal home for us. But and we're very, very, very proud of the entire team. You know, there's 50 athletes out here, and they're all giving it 100%. And I think, as Will alluded to, look, this success hasn't come overnight. This is a culmination of years of investment by Sport Ireland and government, and not just facilities, but also education. You know, we've got a record membership, as Will alluded to. Many of the clubs are full. But at the same time, we are building more facilities. We are educating more people, and we are getting better and better every day, you know. So look, we're on a really upward trajectory, and it's really exciting.
It certainly seems like that, Hamish. Like, is it just that there's more coverage of some of the races and championships and more, you know, over the past 12 months? Is it the fact that we've had so much success? Or is athletics having a bit of a moment right now?
Yeah, we are. We are having a bit of a moment, but as Will will tell you, anyone who's involved in athletics has seen this coming for a long, long time. So it's not a surprise, put it that way, Andrea. And it's just a function of, look, we have some incredibly talented youth athletes coming through as well, and the future so also looks extremely bright. So we are having a moment, but it's going to be a consistent moment. So you will see more of us in the media, more medals over the years to come, and exciting times for us.
With the medal haul that's being brought back to Ireland from these European Athletics Championships, Hamish, I'm assuming there will be some form of a big do or a homecoming or something for the athletes on their return.
The difficulty with athletes, Andrea, is that they're spread all over the world. I mean, Rashid Adeleke is going back to Texas. Kira McGeehan is going back to altitude training. And the timing of it is quite difficult with the Olympics only a few weeks away. So I must say the Taoiseach has invited us into government buildings, which is really, really exciting.
Lovely.
And, a very nice gesture, and we're delighted to take that up. And obviously the whole team won't be able to make it, but we will have representatives there. So look, again, really, really exciting times.
Yeah. Even with coverage of the championships over the past 3 or 4 days, I've seen some criticism, Hamish, of that. Like, is it a case that does athletics get enough time in the limelight, or how do we enhance that?
Look, we feel we need more time in the limelight. We're outside of the three big sports, GAA, rugby and soccer, we would be the next biggest by some stretch of the Olympic sports. And look, I guess we're getting our time in the light now, and the Olympics over the coming weeks will also cast a light on us. So, but again, we're not like a team-based sport where there's a match every week. So that's our challenge as well, in terms of, you know, the big competitions come along sporadically, as you say, rather than week on week like the team sports.
Yeah. The idea, Will, you know, often of having the sort of the large homecomings, I appreciate, as Hamish said, there's obviously the competitors have other commitments, training and maybe not necessarily living here at the moment for while they're training. But like that sort of, you know, the big do, the party, the homecoming, the parading of the medals, all of that, it helps get, I suppose, buy-in, support, interest from the public as well.
It certainly does, Andrea, and I think it's great. We all remember, I certainly remember as a kid being brought to the airport when the Irish football team were coming home from Italia 90 and the likes of that. I think, though, as well, what we need to start looking at as well is maybe start thinking a little bit bigger as a country. Travelling to Budapest last summer for the World Championships, Hungary is not a country that you would necessarily associate with track and field. They put on an incredible event. Had a stadium out there that was, you know, 20,000, 30,000, not beyond, I don't think, our capabilities. And to host an event like that in Ireland would be something incredible. I don't think you'd get a ticket for love nor money over the entire week. Even being in Glasgow for the World Indoors at the start of this year, a smaller arena of around 7,000 or 8,000, I think. Again, something I don't think is beyond our capabilities. And I think maybe Ireland, Irish sporting associations need to start thinking together, as in to put something in place that, you know, facilities and stadiums are more of a joint thing. We've seen what Sport Campus Ireland is like. It's an absolutely incredible facility, and hopefully we can take the next step. And in years to come, I'm not saying the Olympics and different things, that's probably a little bit too far at the moment, but certainly World Championships of different sports or European Championships would be great to see on Irish soil.
Hamish, do you agree?
Look, I think there's a lot of challenges there, and there's a lot of discussion to take place, but fundamentally, I agree with what Will's saying. I think that we have challenges around the weather, especially in track and field. It's a summer event, you know, and I harken back to we hosted the best European cross-country event that's ever been hosted in 2021. So I think there's other opportunities there, but I certainly agree we need to work together, and Sport Ireland are doing a great job. And, you know, as I said earlier, the function of our success is sustained investment in our sport from Sport Ireland, from government and facilities and supports. And you can see a rising tide in many Irish sports. It's not just athletics. So I should mention Sport Ireland as well for their good work.
Do you think we're good at getting behind, you know, sports and competitors, and that we're, you know, not just necessarily jumping on the bandwagon when we have great success like we've had over the past number of days?
We're the best supporters in the world, Andrea, I'll be honest. And outside of the Roman crowd here, we are the loudest voice in the stadium. So I, you know, estimate there's probably 300 or 400 Irish supporters here with flags, with green shirts on, and they're going mad and are very, very vocal. And in fact, we had a supporters club event yesterday in a local Irish bar, and it was very, very well attended. The Irish ambassador came along and it was a fantastic afternoon.
Great. Paul is with us on the line as well. Paul, you've been listening to Hamish Adams and Will Dalton. How do you think we could or should capitalise on the success over the weekend?
I'd love, as the lads were saying, I'd love to see a proper national stadium. And I have to say, I've been watching the European Championship so over the last couple of days, and congratulations to everybody, the whole team. And you know what? It was lovely to see the Irish flag being carried for all the right reasons. So proud.
Yeah. You've been following it.
Yeah,
because yeah, it is incredible. And like, even, you know, as somebody who isn't necessarily a major athletics fan or supporter, it's a very easy sport to sit and watch and get support from the public.
Yeah, because you have so many disciplines. Like, even this morning now, the Catalan was on. And, you know, there's so many events. I think there's 10 events in the Catalan. You have the long jump, the pole vault, then you have the track as well, all in one competition. So there's such a... And then yesterday, we had the young 20-year-old got to the discus. I can't think of the girl's name. She got to the discus final.
It was ninth, I know. Yeah.
Hamish,
you might be able to help out, Hamish, on that.
Yeah, that was Nicola Tuttle from Band.
Nicola, yes.
So only 20 years old and making a final. Again, a prodigious talent coming through as well.
There is a listener here, Hamish, who just makes the point, like, for a lot of the athletes out there at the moment, whether they're veteran athletes or coached by professional coaches, there's no structure for athletics in Ireland. A lot of it is just down to volunteers.
You're right. Yeah, look, and we are an amateur sport. And our 70,000 members, you know, what we're seeing here in Rome are the best of the best, but, you know, the best 50. We have 70,000 other members who are out there doing it every day. And, in fact, there's approximately another 300,000 people who run recreationally on top of that for health, mental and physical wellness.
Just to enjoy it, yeah.
We're actually quite a big sport when you think of that reach into the community. Well, so, Andrew, we'll have you as a fan soon as well.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I was glued to it last night at 10 to 9 watching the coverage actually on RTE. It was absolutely brilliant. Hamish Adams, CEO of Athletics Ireland. Will Dalton from Virgin Media Sport. Paul, too, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.